Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for December 10th. And today we begin reading through the book of Amos, the prophet, who was raised up by God to speak to his people during the reigns of Uzziah, king of Judah, and Jeroboam, the second king of Israel. Now, both nations had experienced a common disaster. It's called an earthquake that had stricken the land of Israel. And if you know anything about earthquakes, as many of us do here in California, earthquakes don't respect property lines. They don't respect national boundaries. They just happen and shake whoever happens to be on top of the earth where they strike. And that happened to the people of Israel, to the people of Judah in common. And Amos is given by God these prophetic words based upon the experience that each of these nations and all of the surrounding peoples had gone through in this earthquake. You'll notice that at the beginning of his book, there's a series of warnings to the surrounding nations, to Damascus and Gaza and Tyre and Sidon and Edom and Ammon and Moab. They were all subjected to a warning for three sins of Damascus. Even for four, I'll not turn back my wrath. And you can just substitute the name. Amos is quadrupling down, in other words, about the warning. And Israel itself is receiving the same kind of warning from the prophet Amos, that what they had experienced in that earthquake should have been a wake-up call to them all to get on their knees and seek God and seek him for forgiveness for the way they treated one another. Most especially the way they had treated God. They'd abandoned him. They had purposefully and consciously walked away from him, forsaken him, in other words. They didn't just lose God, they forsook him. They walked away. And it had caused all kinds of problems. And you find in the historical works how all of these nations around them, even though they're related by blood to the Israelites, Ammon and Moab were descendants of Lot, the nephew of Abraham. The Edomites were descendants of Esau, the brother of Jacob. Those living in Gaza, the Philistines, had intermarried and united themselves in many regards with the Israelites. You had the Tyrians and the Sidonians that had also had a big influence upon Israel, and the Syrians out of Damascus intermarried with Israel. And what they had done over the course of time, they had invaded the land of Israel and they had destroyed things. They had taken people off into captivity. They had sacked houses and cities and villages. And they'd been brutal in the way they treated the Israelites. And God says, that's coming to an end. Even for three, even for four, I will bring an end to this kind of behavior. But he was issuing a wake-up call to everybody within his hearing, to the Israelites, to the descendants of Judah, to those who had occupied the areas of Sidon and Tyre and Ammon and Moab. Wake up, folks. An end is coming. Get ready for the appearance of God on the scene, bringing judgment for your sins. And while you hear this wake-up call, take the opportunity to repent and come back to him who loves you, who wants the best for you, who is seeking your good, not your destruction. But as God of justice, as a God of holiness and righteousness, he will not let our sins go on forever. So while you can seek him, while you're able, listen to the wake-up call and come before him with sackcloth and mourning and fasting and weeping. And then you'll find real life. So we're going to enjoy this book of Amos and just understand that this God is using the analogy of an earthquake as a wake-up call to all of us. Let's listen to him. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.